Welcome to Transave's Financial Wellbeing Masterclass. In each episode of the podcast, we will discuss topics that are important to understand if you are serious about improving your finances. Every episode, we will talk to a different guest who specializes in the topics we discuss, hopefully boosting your financial resilience. Hello and welcome to the Financial Wellbeing Masterclass with me, Olivia Sharman. Today we are discussing budget planning, what is a budget and how to plan your finances. And joining me today is Jenny Wright, the Regional Partnership Manager for Yorkshire at the Money and Pension Service. The Money and Pension Service is here to ensure every person feels more in control of their finances, starting from their pocket money to their pensions and throughout their entire life. Jenny is a qualified financial advisor and has spent over 30 years in the industry and is very keen to help everyone build their financial capability. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Olivia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. It's nice to see the sun shining here in Sheffield today.
It is. It's lovely and sunny in Sheffield for once. Thank you for agreeing to be a guest on the podcast today.
No problem.
So we are talking about budget planning. Creating a budget can seem like a daunting task, but let's face it, without an accurate picture of what's going in and out of your bank account, it's impossible really to manage your finances properly. So I like to start with the basics on this podcast. So can you please define a budget for me?
Yeah, so a budget is basically an understanding of how much money you've got available for something. So it may well be that you're thinking about something small like a new pair of shoes or a holiday or a car, and it's what you want to pay for something. And it's worth working out how much you can afford before you spend the cash. I think that's really important. But I think today we're going to talk a little bit more about budgeting when it comes to all of your money and your wages coming in and what you've got going out each month and how you want to spend that money and how you need to spend that money first. I think that's important. We need to think about what we need to spend first before we look at what we'd like to have and what we might want to save up for the future. So that's what we're going to be looking at today. And I think it's really important that people do understand their finances and what they've got coming in each month, what they need to spend, because then once you've got an understanding of that, it gives you more control over your money and more control over your life, basically. And also it gives you a bit of peace of mind as well.
Yeah, definitely. So I think what a lot of people struggle with is where to start when making a budget plan.
Yeah. So I think the first thing you've got to look at is what you've got coming in each week or each month, depending on how often you get paid. And that might not just be your salary or your wages. Some people might have got other benefits coming in, like child benefit or working age benefits, like universal credit. Mm-hmm. Other people might have got pension money coming in. So they might have, you know, retired from one job and got another job. So they've got a bit of pension money. Other people might be lucky enough to have some investments coming in each month or each year. So that's the first thing to sort of try and work out is exactly what is coming into the pot over a 12-month period. And then you can divide that up by 12 months and know what you've got to play with each month.
Yeah.
And then I suppose the second thing to think about is, where is that money going? So sit down with a piece of paper, look at your bank statements, look at your direct debits to start with. So they're mostly for things that you have to spend your money on, like your mortgage or your rent, your utilities, your gas, electric, water, your council tax, all things like that that have to be paid. And you really should be paying those first of all before you think about paying for anything else. And then also, if you're looking at your bank statements or you're on your online banking, it'll also show you the other things that are going out. So it might be like your Netflix or your, I don't know, your Audible subscription, things like that, car insurance. And then that helps you to build up a picture of what you are spending. Another thing that people sometimes forget about as well is sometimes you pay for things annually.
Yeah.
So you need to factor that in as well. So it may well be that you pay your home insurance in one big chunk. So you've got to work that out over 12 months, or your car MOT and your road tax, things like that. So it's really important to just have a check on everything that you've got going out. And I think the way to do that, obviously you can write it down and use your bank statements, but some of the things that you forget about because you don't pay them on a regular basis. So at the Money Advice Service, we've got a really good budgeting tool.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go online and access that at moneyhelper.org.uk. And that goes through every single thing that you could possibly think about spending your money on, even like going as far as getting a coffee every Friday afternoon as a treat or whatever. You can put all of that in there, and then that'll add up everything that you're spending, add up what you've got coming in, and give you like a really nice pie chart, which is always good to have a pie chart to look at. What you're spending your money on, but it gives you a really good understanding of what you've got and where it's going. Once you've got an idea of that, you're in a really good position to start thinking about other things.
Yeah, love a good chart. Yes. I will link that budgeting tool in the bio of this podcast so people,
brilliant,
listeners can easily click on there. But what I would say is maybe just start would be a good thing.
Well, yeah.
just starting. Don't bury your head in the sand. I think don't leave it until you're having sleepless nights about your finances. Just kind of get organized, and creating a budget, it just gives you a strong foundation, doesn't it, for your finances.
Absolutely.
Allowing you to manage your money, control your spending, and save at the same time.
Yeah. I think another thing about that is once you're starting to look at where you're spending your money, you might think, well, actually, I don't need to do that every week, or I seem to be paying a lot for my gas and electric.
Yeah.
And look online and look at, you know, doing comparisons. And it may well be that you might be spending everything that you've got each month. But if you look at where you're spending that, do some small changes, then you've got a bit of spare cash available to start saving up and building a little bit of a savings pot as well, which is always really useful. And I think a lot of us have found over the last year, we've had to use some of our savings to help us out. So it'd be good to try and think of ways that we could start to pay back into those and build a bit more financial resilience in there as well.
Yeah. So what would be your best tips for an effective budget?
So again, it's going back to what we've just said, really, understanding what you've got and where it's going. I think that's really important, and just sort of reiterating, when you know what you've got available, then you can start working on your budget. So like I said, doing the comparison websites, changing what you're spending the money on, also identifying things that you might not need anymore. So a lot of people, when they do this exercise, find they're still paying for stuff that they didn't even realise that they'd still got. And again, that allows you to do savings as well. But I think shopping around to get things cheaper is really important. And that allows you to have more disposable income probably going forward. A lot of people like to use sort of various ways of sort of working out their little pots of money for various things. And I know on your website, you've got this 50-30-20 budgeting
the technique
idea.
Yeah,
the technique for that, which is really good to sort of have a basis for that and use that as a rule of thumb. And so, for example, that would be, you might spend 50% of your money on things that you need to have. So like your housing costs, your gas,
bills,
your electricity, all that sort of stuff. Then you might have 30% on things that you want, which is all the nice things. So like you're going out, you're going to the cinema, going on holiday, and then perhaps trying to put around 20% away each month for sort of shorter and longer term things. So you might want to save up for a deposit for a house. You might want to retire early. So putting bits of money in those pots is really good. But I think the caveat to that is, if you haven't got that money, then don't try and sort of eke it out into different pots. It's really important, going back to what we've just said about understanding your budget.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your place to start. Once you understand where your money is coming from and going to, and if you've got any spare, that's the time to start looking at savings. But it's really important that if you've got any debts, you need to think about how you're going to pay those off as well. So it's a great idea to have a foundation of thinking about I need to have that, I want to have that, and I'd really like to have that in the future. But you've got to look at where you are here and now.
Yeah.
And is that realistic at the moment? But by sort of doing the things that we've already mentioned, like shopping around for stuff, paying off debts a little bit quicker, you might be able to then start really saving for the future.
Yeah, I think it is relevant to the person, isn't it? Like where definitely. You are. But the 50-30-20 rule isn't the only technique. So there is the 80-20 rule. So that's 20% of your income to your savings. And then the other 80% is yours to spend on whatever you want, no tracking involved. But then we've got the 70-20-10 rule, which is similar to the 50-30-20. That would be 70% to living expenses, 20% to debt payments, and 10% to savings. So if you were paying off a loan or you were in debt, then that could be an option for you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So how often should we evaluate our budget plan?
The key times for me would be when you've got a change in circumstances. So it may well be that you get a new job or you move house, you go through a divorce, you have a child. All those sort of major life events are really definitely when you should look at your budget. But perhaps once every year, just have a rethink of where you are with things. Or perhaps, again, when things come up for renewal, like your home insurance or your car insurance, and you might start thinking, well, do you know what? I'm going to just have a quick look at where I am with everything else. I've got to make this big payment or make a decision about my monthly expenditure on this thing. So I'm just going to have a quick review of where I am with the rest of my stuff. And I think if you do it on a regular basis, it becomes a habit. And you are much more in control of where you are with your finances. And that control gives you that peace of mind. Like I said at the beginning, I think if you don't know where you are with your money, that's a really dangerous place to be. And it can impact on your mental well-being as well. So I think understanding where you are and checking it regularly just helps you keep things on an even keel and understand where you might need to make changes quickly if you do need to make changes.
Yeah. When I was thinking about this question, I thought, if it was me, I would say monthly, but then on reflection, I'd always think annually, because if you do a budget plan at the start of every month or every payday, then you look back on the month, see how much you've actually spent and evaluate it. That would be great, but no month is the same and you can't just copy and paste for the whole year.
That's true. That's true.
There's so much different things going off, like summer holidays, presents, birthdays. So I think a year is best to have a look, but always keep it in the back of your mind. But obviously planning is key.
Yes, definitely.
So obviously we've spoken a lot about organization, being organized, planning, being prepared, and I don't know why, but this is just not seen as very cool. So
I don't know why you say that, Olivia, because budgeting is very cool as far as I'm concerned.
I feel the same. I feel the same, Jenny. So how can we make budgeting cool again?
There's lots of ways that you can use tech now for budgeting. Bit of gamification around looking at where you're spending your money, making your own pie chart, like we've said before, or bar graph. There's lots of apps out there, free apps that help you review where your money's going. And also your online banking might have an app on that. Mine doesn't, but I know a lot of the new challenge banks, et cetera, do have really good apps on the online banking to help you track your money.
Yeah.
The other thing is, you know, good old fashioned pen and paper, write down where you're spending your money and try and have a little bit of a competition with yourself. I did this last year because I thought, well, okay, I'm not going out with work as much, as in I'm not having to travel around the country. Therefore, where can I save some money? And I set myself a daily spending target. But to me, and then wrote down everything that I spent each day and tried to get it under that amount.
Yeah.
And then at the end of each week, I knew that I'd saved some money invariably. Sometimes I didn't because I went a bit mad when I did my weekly shop. But, I treated myself because that was the only thing that I could do at that point. But, exactly. But I think that made me really think about, do I really need to buy that as well? Also, if you set yourself a budget, it stops you perhaps making these impulse purchases as well, and just makes you think about, right, well, I'll wait till next week and see if I still really want that.
Yeah.
Half the time you've moved on to the next thing, and so I don't know if that's cool or not, but it just makes it a little bit of a challenge and it makes it a little bit interesting. But again, it's got to be cool to not be worried about your money.
Yeah.
And just feeling okay with it and not worrying that, well, you can't afford to keep a roof over your head, and that definitely isn't cool if you can't do that. So I think just thinking about ways of being in touch with your money, talking about your money to your friends and colleagues, and getting that conversation out there, and you telling people what you're doing about your budgeting is really good, and it might help that person think, well, do you know what, I should be doing that, and it'll make me feel better about what I'm doing. And I think a lot of people don't like to talk about money, they're embarrassed or ashamed of it, but really if we all talked about it a lot more, we'd all probably be in a lot of a better off position, because we'd know where to get the help as well if we need that help.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of a taboo subject, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
People don't even talk about it with their partners or their family. It should be kind of an open conversation. But I think it's just about being realistic to the fact that you've got an income and you've got a salary, and the chances are that you need to start considering your future, even if it's just that year, and put money aside for it. Maybe not if you're earning millions, but if you are, then you maybe don't need to listen.
Yes.
Listen to the podcast. Most of us, like you said, save up for a nice holiday or a car or a deposit for a house. And you do have to budget for these things. And it's lovely to go out for tea, especially after the pandemic and being in lockdown. But I think if you put aside that bit for every month, do a bit of a calculation for that month, and you'll feel more in control and you'll feel like you've got your life together.
definitely. It's very grown up. It's a very grown up thing to do, I think.
And I think then if you are saving up or you have a savings goal, that big purchase is more in reach and in your sights. But obviously still have a good time. You can do both. You've just got a plan.
Everything in moderation.
Everything in balance. That's the key. Well, thank you, Jenny. You've got so much wisdom on this subject. I feel like I'm ready to get my Excel spreadsheet out and get budgeting and become more organized. All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We hope you have taken something from today's discussion that can help you become more financially resilient. If you have any questions at all about today's episode or financial well-being, please drop me an email at olivia.sharman@transsaveuk.co.uk. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and recommend your friends to listen. Bye!